I'm going to guess that the first conversations that were held about a new record were probably held sometime in 2004. So it took lots of reasons for us to record the new record because there were different feelings, I think, about whether or not we should do that. And they're both valid lines of thinking. But I think that probably we've been distracted with our reunion touring, you know, because you go on tour, it's not the best time to like have a lot of meetings and discussions about stuff because you're in this other cycle of like looking for your coffee, you're tired, you have a show, you have to do your laundry, you want to go to your room and chill out, whatever it is, you got a show to play, you want to see your friends, you know, you want to enjoy some exotic location that you're in, whatever it is, and then the tour finally ends, and then it's like, oh yeah, I gotta get home, I gotta go see my family, I gotta go do stuff, I gotta take care of some things, and no one's in the same place, so that's not a good time to have discussions. We'll talk about the next tour. Tour starts, you don't really talk about stuff, because it's, you're too caught up with that sort of routine, and so it's, and it goes without saying, without any discussion, that if you're at home or if you're in the middle of a tour, well, we're not going to make an album right now, are we? You know, so it's always easy to kind of like defer it.
It wouldn't have been a good timing anyway because it's a reunion. You know, the demand was still out there for the new, the old stuff. They're not ready to hear new stuff yet. I mean, I think we're deep down inside. I knew that. I mean, I think we're deep down inside. You know what I mean? I don't want to like go to a reunion show myself and hear new stuff. I want to like be, you know, it's like for people to, you know, you go there because you have, they're not going to go because of the new music. They're going to go because of the old catalog. Another esoteric way of looking at this is we don't have a boss. You know, we really don't have a boss. And I think we treat the audience like our boss, you know, and it's like we think what they want, you know, and with, social media, you kind of get that right away, you know, that thing. And after a while, they just started, we want a new record, we want a new record. Boom, boom, boom. So, you know, it started happening, right?
Yeah.
So we got to listen to the boss.
The impetus of finally how we started recording was everyone just got on board, you know, to the idea of doing it. And it was just at the end of a tour, I think, that we were doing. And we had when the point we had that we had some free time and had a future to look for that to happen, so.
Some of us in the band, in a friendly, sort of not overly aggressive way, I think have always kind of wanted to work, if we got back together to record again, with Gil Norton. And somebody in the band casually mentioned his name in a conversation, sort of, perhaps we should go that way a little bit, yeah. Make that phone call, make a demos for the man, make some demos for the man, whatever, that kind of a comment. I wasn't there. Hearsay, truly. But the hearsay was that. So I think we could say we took that as a sign, like, ah, we have a green light. Mm-hmm. We have all four members saying, okay, mm-hmm, I'm open to this idea. You know, by mentioning his name, that was sort of like the, so that, to me, that was a very pivotal, like, moment. Mm-hmm. I started to write some songs, and then Joey came out to help me record them, and then we drove down to New York, and we met with Gil, and we talked to him a little bit. And so that was sort of the beginning. And then the next stage was I went to Gil Norton's studio in England, and we sort of edited through some of the demos and picked some songs to focus on and started to demo them again, basically. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing was I went back home and made more demos, and the rest of the band at this point had started to hear some of these demos that had been going on. I mean, Joey heard all the stuff that we'd done in his hotel room a few months before, but Gil kind of like did a lot of stuff to kind of bring it to the next level. So September 2012, we all went to this little town in Wales where Rockfield Studios is, and we spent almost 2 months there recording it.